This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is a good answer earlier.
Really good answer, yeah.
Great song.
Handsome.
Maybe I should listen to this before the race.
Millie Bobby. Talented. When does Stranger Things come back?
Like 50 years after it started.
It's got to be soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's the end of the year, maybe. I think it's the end of the year. Well, always. They take like 6 years off between seasons, so not always anything.
Okay.
I mean, they were children when it started. Millie Bobby Brown's like married now. Like she was like 10 years old when this started.
That's not good. She's married to John Bon Jovi's son.
Not good. All right, the race is in 2.5 hours, 11:30 today, Glenn Mills School. Be there if you can. If not, watch on YouTube, WIP's YouTube channel, or listen to WIP, where Joe and Hugh will tell you what's going on. I want to get to the Eagles schedule in just a moment. Let's play some audio, though, from yesterday. Spike and Ike. Jack was off yesterday, and I kind of liked that he was on vacation. Maybe he was, I don't know, maybe he was throwing a few back. Maybe he was, had his feet up on a chair. Maybe he was down the shore. What do I know?
He was down the shore.
Excellent. Excellent. So they did the show yesterday without him, which is obviously very easy to do. And so Spike and Ike were talking without the Boban there. And Spike is frankly shocked that we're even at this point where I could win the whole thing today. Here's something Spike said.
Well, if Jack loses tomorrow, he loses. I never thought we'd be in this situation. I just didn't. I didn't think we'd be in this situation. I know he doesn't care anymore or whatever, but yeah. I care. And you care, right? No,
definitely, of course I care.
Okay.
Kidding me? Reputation's on the line.
I'm 49 with an artificial hip, and I should be able to beat Joe DiCamera in a 400-meter race.
James, I need an answer from you here. Percentage breakdown. Jack Fritz really cares. Jack Fritz, one way or the other, wants this over. Like, cares to win is choice A, and choice B is he desperately wants this over.
Like, he can only have one? Is that the idea?
I think both are in play. So I guess what I'm asking
I think he wants to win.
Of course he wants to win.
But I think he wants this over more than he wants to win, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, I think he wants this over desperately.
Okay. It makes me very happy. All right, so the Eagles aren't over. They're about to start. And we never did a give them a win dog, give them a loss dog when the schedule came out back in the spring. So let's tee it up. I mean, you know, we'll go around the horn here, and we'll figure out we'll go clockwise within our room. So we got Seltzer over there, we got Ashton, we got Ruben, we got John, we got me. Ladies first, of course.
Oh.
So Seltzer, you get week one.
Oh, funny,
Ashlyn. This
I like
really
that.
Good.
Okay. I like
now,
that.
Ladies first. Let's give Ashlyn the nod for the first
very original
game.
Joke too.
Yeah, I know.
So all Seltzer, right. You're up.
So Ashlyn, you get the opening game: Eagles Cowboys next week on Thursday. Win or loss?
Win.
Okay.
Shocking.
Reuben, the Kansas City Chiefs, what many would perceive as the toughest game on the schedule before the season starts. What do you think?
Loss.
I think that's reasonable.
Wow,
does anybody else agree?
I love our team, but they have to lose a couple
40
games
40 to 6, they just beat them.
Arrowhead's a tough place,
I agree
to, play.
With,
place to play there, man.
I agree with Reuben. All right, John, you get the Eagles versus the Rams at home. What do you got?
I'll have them bouncing back against the Rams team traveling across the country. I'll give them a win.
2-1. Now I'm in a tough spot here.
Ooh.
Because I got the Eagles at Tampa Bay, which other than 2023 has been a house of horrors. This is Todd Bowles against Jalen Hurts. Give him a loss, dog.
Boom.
Wow. I like it.
2-2.
We got a 2. Now, they were 2-2 last year, and then they went, 77-1.
The Broncos coming up next.
What did they go after 2-2? So
they only lost one more game.
Yeah, so what does that mean they went?
That means they went 12-1.
Plus four other games.
Is that yeah, good?
So 16 so they went
and one.
16-1.
And the one they lost is the one Hurts got knocked out of. That's the only game they lost.
Yeah. But 16-1 in their last 17. That's wild. All right. So right now we got them at 2-2. Week 5, the Eagles are home versus the Denver Broncos, James Seltzer.
Yeah, Broncos across the country. They're not losing to Bo Nix.
All right. We got a 3-2 record here entering a Thursday night game, Ashlyn, at the New York Giants.
Man, I'm getting the cupcakes. Win.
Yeah, that's a W.
Yeah, it's a crush.
All right, 4-2. Mr. Romaro, you've got the at the Minnesota Vikings game.
Jesus. They're going to start getting hot. That's a W.
You're just afraid that the audience is going to tag you as double loss guy. Because people get on your case. The Phillies lose quite a bit when you announce.
Yeah.
And I think, John,
you went there, huh?
That has changed, by the way.
Well, no, but John,
last weekend I won a deuce.
Yeah,
nice.
But John,
Get off me, John.
I can sniff this stuff. Reuben just picked an Eagles win because he was afraid of the criticism if he had double Eagles loss.
But I will also say,
Vikings are
honestly,
a good team.
He admitted it, Seltzer.
Vikings a really good team, but I think they're going to beat him up because I think they're going to get hot.
I think the Vikings are going to take a step back. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's ready. I don't.
I agree. Yeah, last year was a joke. All right, so right now we got him at 5-2. John, you've got the October 26th game, home versus the Giants.
Please.
Yeah, hopefully they're trying to play Jackson Dart and we pick them off 6 times or something. We'll crush them.
All right.
So
6-2 at the old halfway point.
Ooh.
All right, so then they get a bye, and then they come back with a Monday night game.
They're going to win the bye.
Yeah.
Win the bye.
Monday night game at the Green Bay Packers. By the way, I will say the bye will play well for the Philadelphia sports scene, if the Phillies are playing in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they're not playing in the first round of the playoffs, it's going to be a little boring.
Because
you're going to have double teams
off. No, it's earlier. I mean, isn't this mid-October?
Well, the next time they would come back would... Sorry.
Yeah, because it's October 1st.
I'm in the wrong month.
Is it the beginning of November you're
at? It's November 10th. Yeah. I was thinking it was October 10th.
Okay.
All right, I made a mistake. All right. So Monday,
even then, October 10th is NLDS. Like, they're past the wild card.
The bye is good because that's the World Series.
Yeah.
And that's the parade if they get it. So that's
correct.
Actually really cool. All right. Yeah, I was just a whole month off. All right. Monday, November.
That's all. Right.
Monday, November 10th at the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off the bye, I'm going to give them a W.
Knicks undefeated off the bye.
All right. So now they're rolling with only 2 losses. We go to James Seltzer, home versus those Detroit Lions, James.
Oh, game of the year. We're going to beat the Lions at home.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good call. That's a tough one.
I wish we had seen that game last year. That game would have been something.
It would have been.
Because the Lions really got jobbed. I mean, losing to Washington,
we had the hotel rooms booked in Detroit. We were
did you?
Ready to go. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, NBC Sports. By the way, congrats on all you're doing.
I always
call it Comcast, but NBC Sports.
It gets confusing. And now the arena name keeps changing, and we're just trying to keep up.
There's a lot of stuff.
We have a lot of stuff.
Fun stuff.
Do you love being on TV, Ashlyn?
I do. It's so fun. And I love working with the baseball guys.
She's really good.
I'm aware.
He has to say that because he has to.
She's really good, and she doesn't do it as often as maybe even she would like to do it because Mark Michael's doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
all the dang time.
Look at that.
But she's really good.
Yeah. And you got flyer season coming up.
It's hard to do when you're not doing it every day to stay in rhythm. And she does a really nice job.
Gotta be like Greg Dobbs. You come off the bench.
Come off the bench.
I like to give love.
Yeah. All right. So now
that is interesting. That you're like Marshawn.
I felt like him, yes.
Yeah.
Great and sometimes job you don't hit you. Two RBI games. Sometimes you don't have the best games. You're like, Dad, that pregame was a little dusty.
It feels like you're always posting three RBI games, Ashley.
Look at that.
No, we have our bad games.
All right, we're up to week 12, and this would be the Sunday before Thanksgiving. The Eagles play at the Dallas Cowboys. Ashlyn, what do you got?
Win. I think they sweep the Cowboys.
Dallas sucks.
All right. So they've now won 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 in a row. So they're now 9-2.
I finally have a layup.
Mr. Amaro. Yes.
this is a layup.
Now, I find this game irritating that they're going to play on the Friday. I just want to put that out there. I mean, Thanksgiving weekend, you want to float away for 4 days. I don't know. Anyway,
there was a lot going on there from November 23rd to November 28th.
But
I hated to, John.
Right, so Ruben's got the Black Friday game, November 28th. Bad for merchants around here. Right. Very bad.
Right.
That the Eagles play. But Ruben, Eagles home versus the Bears, what do you got?
Yeah, it's a W. Come on.
Okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
All right. So now they're really on a roll. There's 5 games left.
Even though it's a short one.
All right. John Ritchie. Now, you've got about a little over a week. You got a week and a half to get ready for this Monday night game.
A week and a half for this is going
to be the Chargers.
Slobber knocker.
Monday night football at the Chargers.
There. Yeah, you got two teams that want to just run the heck out of the football, and we'll do it better than they do. I think it's going to be a tough battle. Man, this is an in-your-face type game, but we'll win.
Okay. I just want to point out, James, every year the exercise lends itself to like only 2 or 3 losses.
I'm shocked we have 2 already. I feel like we went 15 or 16-1 last year.
If I had that one, I would call that a loss, actually.
Same.
With extra time to
not
prepare.
Me.
That's
not
the
me.
Reason.
I actually think the Chargers are not going to be as good
this
year, too. Yeah. And
like
they just lost their left tackle
like
to start the season. He's already out for the year. Like, yeah.
I like their coach.
I like their coach a lot, too.
All right. He's got to transform the team, though. They got to get tougher. All right. And maybe they will. Then I've got the
new quarterback too.
Mid-December game, the Eagles home versus the Raiders. Give them a win, dog. Eagles now are up to 10.
How many
and
dogs
no, 11.
Have we gotten from you?
It's going Randy Jackson.
This, James, schedule. He doesn't know.
You don't get it.
Ashton, tell him give him a win, dog. Give him a lost dog means.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either.
Randy Jackson, a little American Idol type stuff. No?
No, no one gets
it.
No!
I thought you were doing a little Randy Jackson.
Sports radio history, Seltzer. Mike and the Mad Dog.
Oh, you're doing dog. I didn't realize you. I thought you were like combining them.
They invented this thing.
No, that's good.
They invented sports talk radio.
I got to do the voice. Dog to win. I get it. They ain't losing that one, dog.
I thought it was Randy Jackson with American Idol.
I don't know. It's a tough spot for the Eagles, Mike.
Ruben,
I don't know.
Were you ever on with Mike and the Mad Dog as the GM?
I was. Yep. Yep.
I mean, that was the show.
I was smart, I was on. It would have me on. Right. And then I became dumb.
Well, I guess Phillies Yankees World Series. Were you on that? I mean, did they bring you on for the Phillies Yankees World Series?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, it would make sense.
I can't remember. I would.
He's on so much, he can't recall.
All right, there's 3 games left. James, you got the game before Christmas. It's December 20th at Washington, which is right around the same time they played at Washington last year. What do you got, James?
Oh, yeah, they're winning in Washington. It is annoying, though, that we're this far through the schedule and that's the first Washington. I know we talked about it when it came out, but
right.
It really sucks.
Ridiculous.
It was the NFC Championship game, their freaking division rival, and we're waiting till practically December.
The NFL blows it with this nonsense. This division stuff down the stretch is garbage. All right, then they sneak in a non-division game, which is rare. And in this case, if you don't know, when the NFL went from 16 to 17 games, teams with the number one first in the division already had the toughest schedule in the division for out-of-division play. But this actually made it even harder because the NFL, by adding a 17th game, gives a division winner from one division a really hard game against another division winner. In this case, the Eagles, Ashlyn, at the Bills, December 28th. What do you got?
A loss.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, and I actually have them losing the last 2 of 3.
I do too.
All right, well, Ruben, you got the home game at home versus the Commanders.
Well, if we think it's going to be a loss in at the Commanders, which I
home,
do,
home,
I,
yeah,
I
okay,
think
yeah.
they're going loss and then win. Or excuse me, loss, win.
That's so you're saying a win home versus
the
Commanders.
And only if they need to win it.
Right.
Only if they need to win the game.
They might not need to win it. Right.
They might not.
They don't need to win it.
I don't think they sweep the Commanders.
They would.
I mean, that's crazy to
they
say.
Would, no, I get it. They I would enter this.
They would have last year if Jalen didn't get knocked out. Like, I don't think it's crazy to say. They would have swept them last year.
I think it's a split against the Commanders.
Well, they would
I
enter,
like the coach too much.
All right, they would enter this game 13-3. So, Ruben, what you're saying is if they need to, if they can rest the players,
yes,
they rest
loss.
Them and lose.
Yes.
But if you can't count on that, you're picking a win.
Correct.
Okay, well, our record here is 14-3. It's what they were last year. All right, John, you get the division round of the playoffs now that they've got a bye. all right, let's go to the phone. So that's what we got collectively, 14-3. All right, the race is in about 2 hours at 11:30 at Glenn Mills School. Let's talk to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, thinking back, when the Eagles acquired T.O., I know they couldn't win every game, obviously, but I felt that that team could almost win every week they stepped on the field.
We almost did.
Yeah. I am more confident about this team for five reasons. Hmm. Number one.
More confident in this team than Terrell team?
Than 04. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Than 04 team. And two, I don't even want to use the word repeat. A lot can happen. Number one, Vic Fangio. No one's like Bobby Fischer and Boris Baski when it comes to X's and O's at defense. With this roster, it's going to be a very, very difficult roster. They have six solid defensive returners. I think they're going to make everybody around them better. You mentioned the word core, John. They have such a returning core on both sides of the ball, which leads me to the offense. Reason number four, this offense is going to do what the Brady offense did for the Patriots defense. Keep them on the sidelines. Keep them well-rested. I think that makes them better. And then I think we're all underrating the synergy and the culture that Bama and Georgia, these guys have been playing together for close to 5-6 years now. That means a lot, and no NFL returning team ever had a culture from college studs, multiple returning All-Americans,
yeah.
And multiple All-Pro players.
Look, Rick, I love that. I'll tell you what's going to be interesting. If Nakobe doesn't get his job back, that's just an odd dynamic.
I don't think there's any question. He is unlikely to get his job back. It's Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond, I think, make us the best defense when they're the two inside linebackers.
You don't think they'll move?
I think they'll
Campbell
bump him
to
outside.
Edge? You do think so, Ashlyn?
I could see them
he
going.
He hasn't done it at all in this preseason.
But that gives them the luxury when Nakobe comes back to bump him outside at times.
And Ashlyn, they'll have 2 months to prepare for that. I mean, I'm estimating here. Let's say Nakobe came back November 1st. I'm just taking a stab. They would have 2 months of the season to prepare him for that.
John, you tell me. I think Jahad Campbell eventually is going to become a pass rusher.
What we're talking about would be Jahad Campbell moving to the buck linebacker, basically in base. He would go from the weak side to the strong side, or from the middle to the strong side, to where he's got some more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Now you're covering a tight end in man a lot more. You know where you're lining up on the line of scrimmage a lot more. These are things that he just hasn't practiced as much, and so as a rookie. It does seem like they would opt to have you do the things you had the most practice doing.
Yeah, I got
doing.
It. I got you. All right, Rick, I need an answer. Something with running.
Yeah, and on the Philly side of things real quick. Ruben, I really think the Painter experiment is done. I do not think you can put this guy in a hot spot in the playoffs. It's just way too much for him to handle. I've watched him pitch in the Lehigh Valley. And lastly, Wheeler going down really takes the whole conversation of a buy or not a buy. If we had Wheeler back, I would opt for maybe not getting the buy. Now that Wheeler's done, we have to get that buy. Okay, here's my answer. Blade Runner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, good answer.
Good one. You got
that
it, man.
That's a solid answer. Yeah.
Really good.
So, Ruben, I think what he's saying is not, Painter's future, but he's saying this year he just thinks it's too late, basically. When is it too late?
It's not too late.
Like September 20th, if he's not up here, it's like, okay, he's not coming up.
I think that he's going to, at some point, he's going to be up and pitching because I think they feel like they need to, they'll probably feel like they need to pitch him here in the big leagues before they think about actually putting him in a,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In a playoff situation.
Let me ask you this question, Ruben. Let's just say, because this is possible, that Nola just doesn't get it back together. Or let's just say one of the three lefties gets injured, either of which is possible. And they would have to, in a seven-game series, turn to either Taijuan Walker or Andrew Painter to start. Which do you think would be more likely to get a start, Taijuan Walker or Andrew Painter, if they had to?
Taijuan, just because of the veteran presence and the fact that he can get the ball off the barrel. And I think you're just putting, unless Andrew Painter, when he comes and does pitch, pitches lights out, I think that you just can't rely on him to be the guy pitching in a game that likely could change the entire dynamic of a series.
Yeah. Especially when Taiwan's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good.
This whole year, he's proven.
Yeah.
He would still consistent. Scare me. He would still scare me, though.
Yeah, because he doesn't have strikeout stuff, but he does have soft contact stuff, which is good.
And the other thing about those seven-game series, just to make sure everyone's aware of, like normally you don't get to reset who your 1, 2, 3, and 4 are. Like normally you're pitching whoever's next.
All hands on deck.
You could get Taijuan twice in a seven-game series.
All hands on deck.
Think about that.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
But
first the Dodgers.
But he has done.
But you're going piggybacking.
A really
them.
Nice you job.
You're
this
going
year.
Piggyback because Lizardo's pitching in there. You know everybody's.
But
going.
You know what it is a shame, Ruben. Banks, they everybody. Lost one of the lefties that would have gone into the bullpen.
Oh, that's huge.
Their bullpen is weaker than we thought it would be a week ago because the Painter injury puts one of the lefties definitely in the rotation that would not have been.
That's true, but you know what? I got to give Tanner Banks some love because that guy is really – he's an unsung hero, man. He has done a hell of a job.
Yes.
And he deserves some love. And listen, I don't know how he's going to finish off the season, But this man has basically saved their bottoms.
Yep.
Because losing Alvarado and having him step up and do what he did has been special.
Yeah. Now, he didn't Fritz out, but Jack Fritz might. Jack Fritz might.
Wow. How about that shrapnel he just
got? All right. What Spike said yesterday in the afternoon show, more of that. And we're going to rock a lot of calls next segment as well. As we lead you till 10, Joe and Hugh at that time, the race at 11:30 today on 94 WIP.
Listen up. It's finally here. Futures Day happening right now on FanDuel. It's 24 hours of boosts, bonuses, and bragging rights on your football season picks. Today only, all customers get an instant bonus on any football futures bet. If you want to do a straight up over on win totals for your favorite team, go for it. Great idea. If your game is 8 division winners, you can parlay that. If you want to copy my picks, awesome. You can do that too. Whatever your game is, choose how you want to play it today at FanDuel. And make sure to check back in the app every 3 hours for special flash deals on football futures. So if you think you'll know what'll go down this season, today's your day to prove it. Head on over to FanDuel and claim your Futures Day promos and lock in your picks. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Yeah, there's another one.
I had like six other songs.
What
I didn't
else?
Get to. I got Running by the Far Side. I got Cake Go in the Distance. I got Beatles Run for Your Life. I got Band on the Run. I got Take the Money and Run. I got a bunch.
Yeah. Did we do Running, what's it called? Running Down a Dream or On a Dream or?
Oh, no, it's another one. Yeah.
Running to Stand Still.
And we didn't do any Rocky. I mean, normally we just roll Rocky.
Yeah, but I went with the Running stuff. Yeah.
Maybe after Time's Yours, you can give me Rocky. Like, I need to charge it up for the end.
I could do that.
What was Joe's assertion that U2 was the biggest band in the world or
best? Best band in the last 35 years.
U2?
Yeah. I mean, now
I'm with you there.
Yeah. Now it would be 40 years.
I'm very against that.
Mid 80s,
U2.
Yep.
The if you start, if
best
you start,
band in the last 35 years.
Well, now it's 40 years. 1985 to 2025.
You start the Joshua Tree and you move forward, probably, yes. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no chance.
From Bono at Live Aid to today. I mean, 40 years, yes.
They're up there. There are very few bands who can fill out a stadium now, and I think U2 is one of those bands for
There's
sure.
There's a difference between a band and, like, Prince. Or Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we weren't doing solos. This wasn't, this was a band. I mean, it was between, we did this like 5 years ago in the air. It was like Metallica, it was Green Day, it was U2.
Wait a minute,
did
Pearl Jam jump in there?
Yeah, that
some
Pearl
point?
Jam
in
I
there.
Would put above them.
But they're not as big. I mean,
they are.
I think,
what?
I think Pearl Jam
as U2?
Big. I think
they're
the
close.
Who,
oh, man. Bono's always knocking on the door.
I'm U2 one. I got you. I'm with you.
So we're not including Paul McCartney because we're including bands. So The Who, The Stones.
Yeah, but that's all from the 70s.
That's just prior.
That's all 70s stuff they keep playing.
All right, Metallica and Green Day.
Yeah, it'd be Green Day, Metallica, and...
people who can fill a stadium.
Green Day?
Well, they're up there.
Over Pearl Jam?
Pearl...
Well, first of all, most people don't...
What are we doing?
Pearl Jam?
Yeah, Pearl Jam? Pearl Jam?
Why are you saying it with the accent on the jam?
He was...
Emphasis on the jam.
I'm into the jam.
It just threw me off.
Yeah,
it got jammed.
It was a little weird.
It really did throw me off.
Yeah.
Well,
it's okay. All right, let's go on race day. But it's race day and it's cut down day. So the Eagles will make their cuts. James, is it by 4 o'clock today?
4 o'clock, yeah. I believe.
And I would think some guys are being informed now. Right? I mean, John, how long does it take from first guy cut to last guy cut? I mean, is that 2 hours, 3 hours? That's, I mean, the coach has to meet with them.
Guys for a while.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, the last few days.
Yeah. How long does the meeting last, John?
I'm sure it's... Depending on the guy, anywhere from a minute and a half to 15 to 20, depending on the experience that those two have had.
You know, it was a tough one. I don't know if you guys remember this. 07. I think it was in camp. I think Trot got cut.
Because
he came back in 04, then 5, then 6. And I think it was shortly before the season. Like, that was it. And then I think he went to, like, Tampa Bay briefly, and then he retired. And then he came back in 09 with the Eagles when they had some linebacker injuries. But look, I mean, no one of that note is going to get cut today. But, you know, it happens across the league.
I had a real tough one in, I don't remember what year it was. Gary Bennett had a great year as a backup, had a super year, and then we had to keep one of the other catchers at the time. It was Tom Prince, who had signed to like a multi-year deal, and we had to send Bennett out. It was,
yeah.
I cried with the guy. Wow. That's how bad I felt. I was an assistant GM, and I like remember walking around the field afterwards like, that's not right, Ruben, that's not right. I'm like, no, it's not, but we got to be selfish.
Yeah.
It was rough, man.
I believe it. I do.
It's tough, awful. Man. It sucked.
Well, let's hope I can get Fritz crying in a couple hours. Seltzer, would he cry if he loses?
I don't think so.
What about privately?
I don't know about private. I do think that he, like what we were saying before, like with the wanting it over, I do think he does not care about winning the same way that you do. Like,
he doesn't.
No, but my point is I think he doesn't care about losing the same way you do. Like, I think he will just go on with his life. Like, he might take some crap from spiking them, but I don't think he cares enough to cry. That's the point.
How is it possible that he would not be so embarrassed? You know, like, just...
Not everybody's wired the same way.
I mean, we can pull back a little. It is a radio show. It's a radio bit that we're doing here. You know, like there are some people who maybe don't look at it as the way Joe does, as the most insane athletic competition. The same thing with Beat the Hammer on Fridays, where I'm always like, hey, it's a radio trivia thing that we do, and you throw pens and make them explode when you get mad. So, like, I just think there are a lot of people who aren't that intense about something like this. So I don't think it's that crazy that Jack is not like as intense as Joe.
Not everyone throws pens.
Some people don't have the competitive gene.
Yeah.
Which surprises me a little bit from Jack because he was a collegiate pitcher.
But only briefly we found out. And then he was off the team. That was the problem.
But sometimes you just either have the competitive gene or you don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he goes there.
I heard a former baseball executive told me one time, there's when he would evaluate a player, there's three things he was looking for. One, natural skill, like what you're bringing to the table. Two, ability to be coached, to adapt, learn, and improve. Three, how bad you want to win. Mm. I mean, that's...
And not necessarily in that order. I got compete as number one for me across the board.
Interesting. Let's go to Chuck and Mount Airy.
Sirianni probably would say the same thing.
He might. Chuck in Mount Airy. What up, Chuck?
What up, Joe? You ready, Joe?
I feel good. I do. So the answer is yes. Am I ready? I mean, I got to stretch when I get there and all that, but am I ready? Yes.
John. How you doing, John?
What's up, Chuck?
And my guy, Rube in the building. You know what I mean?
Chuck, are you
ready? Today. Hey, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't think you sound that ready, man.
I'll tell you who ain't ready. The Phillies ain't ready. The Phillies ain't ready. You know what I mean? They don't have a chance, and you know they don't have a chance to win the championship this year. And I'm gonna tell you, give a few reasons why. You know, number one, Zach Wheeler going down. You know, that was a huge loss. You know, Sanchez is not an ace, and you know where they were once, you know, afforded to have one of the best lineups in the league. Now they don't. Now they're thin at that position because of one guy going down, and you know he's not coming back this year. And another thing is, they can't beat the Mets. They'd be a pretty guy if the Mets don't make the playoffs. Because in a high leverage situation, I have confidence they could beat the Mets. It was a 3-0 last night, and they imploded. You know, I watched that game last night. My wife, we sat there, and I watched that game last night, and these guys just imploded. You know, and the Mets knew it was going to happen. You know, they have their number, man.
Chuck, let me ask you a question. And it might, Chuck, this might sound like a joke, but I'm going to ask you. In the playoffs, would you rather face the Mets or the Dodgers? I'm just curious.
The Dodgers. All day long. I don't
John,
want no
John, what about you?
Mets.
I'm serious. Mets or Dodgers? Mets. We know the Dodgers are a better team, but who would you rather face?
Where is it?
Well, you're playing both
venues. Both places.
Yeah, it's baseball.
Well, do we have home field advantage?
Let's say, sure.
It feels like the way we match up, I feel like we match up more favorably with the Dodgers based on our experience. Like, just, I feel more confident playing them, and there's no rhyme or reason for that.
Some people would say that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I'd rather play the Mets, but
I'd rather play the Mets too.
Yeah, but you know,
you guys are crazy. I mean, you guys are crazy. I mean, to want to play the Mets. I mean, these guys, they don't fear the Phillies not one iota. The Phillies have, listen, they have one or two hitters like Schwarber and Harper. Beyond that,
well, Trey's playing well. We got to give Trey credit, man. He's really been hitting.
But Trey, yeah, but then she hasn't showed us in the playoffs that he has the ability to step up to the spotlight.
Those well, he did for 2 weeks in 2023, and then he went cold in the Diamondbacks series. Well,
listen, I don't trust Trey Turner a little bit, and like I said, our pitching is weak now. I mean,
it's not weak.
Listen, they are. I mean, you don't know what you're getting from Suarez. Sanchez is not an ace, and he's pitched well all year long, but he's not an ace. Come on, who are we fooling? And then those other guys. I mean, you know, you don't know what you're getting in the playoffs with those other guys. That is a weak position right now, which was once a strength. Now, I'll go to the Eagles real quick. I have something to say about the Eagles real quick, right? You know, listen, I don't like all the moving pieces. I don't like all the moving pieces and the injuries that we have right now. And I'm telling you, the Eagles, they might come out real slow this year. And this schedule is tough to begin with. So don't expect this, you know, to come out jumping, you know, running at full stride this year. I expect a slow start. I'm not saying we're going to lose to the Cowboys because they got their own problems, and they're just a freak show, you know, and waiting to happen.
Yeah, but I know.
I tell you, anybody else, you know, that we play after that, especially
the next four games after that Cowboys game, that's rough. That is real rough.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. I got two things I got to get from you. One is an answer for Clapton tickets with running.
Well, yeah. Well, real quick, and then Jalen Hurts, real quick at 19. You know, you put his numbers up with Super Bowl numbers, his playoff numbers, NFC Championship numbers. You know, with his regular season, that equates to the 19th best player in football. So I think they got it right with that one. That's all I got to say about that. But there's something that you can't do today, Joe, and that's running scared. You can't run scared today, bro.
I won't. I promise. All right, last thing, Chuck. What are you going to say on the afternoon show today if Fritz loses?
Well, if Fritz loses, man, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm counting on Fritz. But if he loses today and if he comes back with the I don't care attitude, then, you know, he can't talk that athlete stuff. You just can't.
I agree with that.
You can't talk that athlete stuff. I mean, because athletes, it just could take more than athletic ability to be an athlete. You know, it takes the wherewithal to be, you know, to have a mental toughness to you to where it's the, like, I'm not losing to this chump on the morning team.
Chuck, I brought up the Ben Simmons thing months ago, kind of in a joking form and fashion, but it really will hold. If he loses to me in running, it holds. Ben Simmons, you just don't care enough. Okay.
You can call him Boban all day long if he loses to you. I mean, and they don't care. He's Boban.
All right, Chuck, outstanding.
I mean, Chuck's trying to keep it real, but, you know, he's talking about all this negative stuff with both the Phillies and the Eagles. And for a man who's telling him, you know, to be positive, you're wondering if he really wants the Eagles or the Phillies to win.
Well, he does, but...
am I wrong?
He wants them to win,
but his
assessment of their pitching is wrong. They have good pitching. Now, is it as great as it was 2 months ago? No.
They have very good pitching, and they have a very good bullpen now.
Yeah, Nola's going to be really key, though.
Their bullpen's pretty damn good.
Because I'll tell you, Ruben, I'm at a number of one of starting pitchers I truly trust. Sanchez, and that's it. And you guys know I love Ranger. I'm a big Nola fan, and we wanted to hopefully get the best of Lizardo. But let's be real. With Lizardo's last 2.5 months, Ranger's strange last 2 months, and Nola... I can't say that I can absolutely count on them.
But there's no lockdown pitching anywhere.
Everyone has four. I'm just saying a couple months ago, we had four or more. And now, like, lockdown. I mean,
obviously the Wheeler loss is a huge one.
Monumental.
Yeah.
All right, two different Twitter poll questions of the day. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Poll question, what's your level of concern that the Eagles defense likely won't be close to as good this year as last year? John, the three choices were very concerned, which is what I would pick. Somewhat concerned and not concerned. How do you think people came in?
I think somewhat wins in pretty strong fashion.
It does. But I'm going to tell you the joke of this poll. So someone wins with 57. Here's the joke. Not concerned is like four times as much as very concerned. 34% say they're not concerned. They lost Slay, CJ, GJ. Nakobe might miss half the year. Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox, Isaiah Rogers, and Brandon Graham. You freaking kidding me? I mean, I just wake up call to everyone that voted that way. Guys, they don't win the Super Bowl every year. I just want to remind people of your life. They've won it twice. That means all the other years in your life, they haven't. Unless you're 70 years old and you saw them win in 1960 and then they won the championship.
So it wasn't the Super Bowl. Yeah, exactly.
You know, right.
Yeah.
All right, second poll. Because I do think there is way too much like, oh, my team just always wins now. No, that's not what they always do. Second poll question. Who's going to win the race today? John, how do people vote?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
87% say Jack.
73. 73% Jack. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's
yours. Hey, Harper, why don't you worry about going 1-for-4 at the plate with 2 strikeouts? Stop worrying about the stupid glove and making a statement or whatever the hell that was with your orange Mets glove. Grow up, bro.
Wow. Going after Bryce.
Thanks. A trainer, a meal plan, a nutritionist. The camera, you're not running a marathon here. You're just going out and running once around the track. I'm almost 40 years old, and I do it on Red Bull and potato chips. You can do this, buddy. Good luck.
Time Thank yours. You. I appreciate it. You got to remember, I was coming from a big hole. And look, I am not in the top shape I'd like to be in, but I'm certainly in much better shape than I was a couple months ago.
Joe, what are we doing? You tell your coaches to file a protest. You take your running blocks out to lane 8, make it look like you have a big lead, and Fritz will collapse. He will flame out, and you will bring it home crotch first. Let's do it.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny, Joe. If you go all the way out to lane 8 and make it look like you've got a huge lead, well, you might actually break him before you even start running.
And, John, if we're in that indoor thing where it's 2 laps around, now it's even more complicated visually.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, no worries today. With that crotch-first running style of yours, if there would happen to be a photo finish, you'd win by a head. Time's yours.
Oh, whoa!
James, did you approve that one?
I did not, but it's okay.
It's pretty funny.
I find it fascinating that it's taking close to 3 months to schedule 5 athletic events to determine who the best athlete is. If this was the Olympic decathlon, it would take a year. I don't know if I could take hearing the afternoon show, a.k.a. the umbilical cords, for a full year. Time's yours.
Wow. Holy mackerel. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So I was just sent something by Ava Graham related to today's
Is
run.
It what she Uh-oh. Tweeted? Because I think I saw it. Is Trophy. It a certain thing that she brought with her today?
Uh-huh.
No, brother.
So because this could be wrapped up today, now I'm a little uncomfortable about this. I'm not counting chickens before they hatch or roost or whatever that saying is.
What?
Hatch. You're hatch for you.
Yeah, you What's the roost?
You got it.
What's the roost? Then?
Something comes home to roost.
Roost, yeah. Well, this could come home to roost if I chickens before they hatch. She's bringing a big trophy. So, like, this is like when a team...
I don't like this.
It does make me a little uncomfortable. A team is, you know, game six. You know what I'm saying? Game six, they can wrap it up.
Just stay focused. Just stay focused.
Stay focused.
You got one thing to do. The very next pitch.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. Because I really am curious to this, and I don't know the answer.
You're losing focus. Hold on. You're losing focus.
I'm saying I got a text message. I thought the audience would find it interesting. There's a trophy there because I could win.
Task at hand.
I'm passing the information along.
Task at hand.
All right. Let me ask this question. All jokes aside, I'm really curious the answer to this. Three different elements of this race, which I'm curious which you think is the most important. How do you rank them? Pure speed in a condensed space. In this case, you know, it's a lap, but just general quickness. That's one. Two is endurance, the shape you're in the moment. Three is the dig down, like you're Rocky, Drago's hitting you, but you have to stay in the ring and stay upright and keep fighting and
so
keep slugging back.
So you want us to say the third thing?
I think the order you said them in. I think it goes, the exact order is speed's most important, then being fit or whatever, or endurance, and then the last one I think is
you agree with that, Ruben?
It's only 400 meters.
I go 3-1-2.
Wow. 400 meters.
So, Ruben, you go heart at the end. I mean, it's throughout, but
it's
really
not long enough for heart.
3-1-2. I think it is. For non-athletes, yes. Like these folks, yes.
What do you think, Ashley?
I would go endurance, speed, heart.
What do you think, John?
Well, I mean...
2-1-3.
So we have three different answers so far. What would you say? Seriously. It should have been a good poll question, James. We should have done it. What do you think, John? Seriously.
If you guys were close to one another speed-wise, it would be speed first. But I don't know that that's the case. I think it is speed, conditioning, and then the heart.
So you're 1-2-3.
I don't know that it's going to be close enough that heart comes into play.
That's incredible.
But if it is close enough for heart to come into play, Jack could be in trouble.
He could.
I agree with that.
I think the whole world agrees
just
with that.
Just based on what I've seen so far.
Which is,
Because I still think of him sitting on the ground in the golf. We were on hole 4 or 5, and he sat in the hole on the ground with his hands over his head. On the tee box.
And the toss on the tennis racket.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for something related to running. So I think the best answers were the runs, run DMC, running of the bulls, which I think I'm inclined to vote for. There's a couple decent other ones, but what do you guys think of between... Oh, and what was the Bon Jovi song? Runaway?
Runaway, that's the song.
Runaway, yeah. I mean, I would say they're probably the four best. What do you think here?
I'm voting Run DMC.
I'm
voting Running of the Bulls.
The runs.
Okay, and Ruben, what do you got?
I like that one.
That one's funny. That one got me.
I got to go with Run DMC.
Okay, Run DMC wins it with 3 votes. Gino, congratulations. Look, Run DMC is a great answer. Mm-hmm. All right, 11:30 today. That's when you can watch it on YouTube, the race. You can listen on WIP as Joe and Hugh discuss it, and you can be there. Glen Mills School, 11:30 today. It'll be over fast. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Watch your hamstrings.
Go Hammer! We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off-site wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.